جیے جا
سوار کیے جا.
ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو, دا ون اینڈ اونلی کوئز شو فار کڈز ان دی انٹائر بے ایریا, ان دی انٹائر یو ایس, مے بی ایون ان دی انٹائر ورلڈ. سفاری کوئز شو برٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام ود 20 لوکیشنز ان دا بے ایریا اینڈ مینی مور انٹرنیشنلی. شورٹ دس شورٹ از گون بی لائک اسٹار بکس. دیر از گون بی اے سفاری کڈ in every block. Yes, because their programs are so interesting. They're doing some very cool stuff with some new kinds of learning using Stanford researchers. So that's something to really look forward to. That's something that's really cool that's going to happen with them. So do check out safarikidusa.com. Our quiz show is a representation of the Safari Kid philosophy, which is to make learning fun. And our Safari Quiz Show Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show, of course. And if you haven't already liked it, please go ahead and like it there. All right, so just a few housekeeping before we get started. Safari Kid Warm Springs has a customized part-time accelerated learning program for 2 to 5 years old. So if you live in the Warm Spring area and want to give your child a little boost, a little edge for when they go to school, do check out the Safari Kid Warm Spring accelerated learning program. They have interactive tools and hands-on learning to stimulate the child's mind and aid in all-round development. The Warm Springs phone number is 510-573-1070, 573-1070. Of course, if you have any child in the preschool or after school, preschool or elementary school age where you're looking for an after school program, do check out the safarikidusa.com to see a location close to you. And of course, you should just walk into one of the Safari Kid locations to just see exactly how they do stuff. I've never yet seen an unhappy Safari Kid child. Now, that's my personal experience. Okay, musical showcase. Parents, come on. I know all your kids are learning music in one form or the other, or even if they're not learning anything, they'd probably love to sing in the shower. We need your children's musical pieces to play on our show and showcase our children's musical talents. So for that, our email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's our blanket email ID, safariquizshow@gmail.com. You do that, use that email to send us feedback, to let us know you want to participate on the show, to give us ideas for categories on the show. Remember, we've been doing this non-stop for 2.5 years, so I'm also running out of ideas. I'm having to get really, really creative every week on finding new categories that kids can have fun competing over. So that's safariquizshow@gmail.com. These are the two important pieces to remember. Our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. You can send us messages there as well. And of course, the safariquizshow@gmail.com is our email address. All right, we have 3 returning contestants to the show today. Let's quickly meet them. Our first contestant is Siona. Welcome back to the show, Siona. Say hi.
Hi.
So Siona is in 6th grade and she's still in elementary school, yeah, because it's in Fremont. And in Fremont, middle school doesn't start till 7th grade. So tell me what your favorite subject in school is this year.
Well, I really like math and reading.
Cool. Math, what are you guys doing in math these days?
Working with ratios and stuff.
Yeah. Statistics, where you'll use a lot more ratio as you can, is probably one of the most important subjects you need to pursue any kind of science any time in your life. So if you have any dream that you're going to be involved in some kind of a scientific thing when you grow up, science, economics, politics, oh my God, all of them need statistics. So I would say to all kids listening, learn statistics. It's really important. Siona, welcome to the show. Our next contestant is our very favorite and loyal listener of the show, Gaurav. His voice is heard almost every week. Gaurav, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And Gaurav is in 7th grade and definitely in middle school. And he says he loves middle school because he has a bunch of teachers and he can choose who are the good ones and who he doesn't like as much. So let's see, who is your favorite teacher? Which subject?
I like math because I like problem solving, and I also like science.
Which of your teachers is the most entertaining, though?
Miss Lewis.
Who teaches what?
Speech and debate.
Speech and debate is more... that's the thing. I mean, it may be a subject that you're not really fond of, but the teacher can make it really interesting. My daughter, for instance, has a social studies teacher who is making history come alive. He's making it so much fun and it's so interactive that, you know, she loves the subject, right? That's what good teachers do. They make the kids love the subject no matter what it is. All right, welcome back to the show, Gaurav. Our last contestant is Harsh. Welcome back to the show, Harsh.
Hello.
So, Harsh, tell me about your favorite subject at school.
My favorite subject is science and math.
Science and math. So, what are you learning in science these days?
Well, we haven't started science.
Oh, it's school has just started, right?
Yeah.
Just a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very, very new. Are you still getting... Is it a problem to wake up in the morning?
No.
No, it's not? I would think that in summer you had a really lazy time and then now it's a really tough thing. Sion, are you having a problem?
No, not really.
Not really? Oh, you guys are so good. You're so disciplined about it. Good job. All right, so science hasn't started. What are you doing in math?
Well, math hasn't started, but we're going to do pre-algebra and algebra.
Nice. I love algebra. It's so much fun. And it's so easy, actually. When you really break it down, it's actually very easy. So, kids, if you're listening at home, you say, math is so hard. I don't like it. The fact is that there is no... one thing I want to really communicate to you is that there is no specific talent for math. This is a mistake a lot of people make. Like, I really don't have a talent for math, or I really don't like math. Math is not my thing. But actually, that's not true at all. Math is one of those things that actually anybody can do, regardless of whether they like it, don't like it, think they have a talent for it, don't think they have a talent for it. It's one of those things like, you know, learning an instrument, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So don't be afraid of math. It is beautiful. There is math in everything that we see around us. Nature is full of math. So it's a lovely subject. Don't be scared and go for it. Our kids today, of course, in the studio all like math, so that's great. Maybe we should have had a math category today, which I didn't have. In fact, a little note that Miss Anu told me that these are all fifth graders, so actually I've set the quiz a little bit easy, so they're going to have a really easy time of it. So let's see. Our first category today is English words with foreign origins. A few weeks ago, we did this with English words of foreign origins, but we picked words from Indian languages like veranda and sari. I don't know if you did sari, but that's definitely a word that's now in English. And the beautiful thing about English is that it is a very much borrowing kind of language. It borrows words from anywhere, you know. And every year, the Oxford English Dictionary comes out with new words that they've added to the dictionary. So it's an evolving language. Unlike many other languages in the world, English is an evolving language. So every year, more words are added. We start using nouns as verbs and verbs as noun, you know, and it's a lot of fun. It also makes it a really hard language to learn. I'm actually teaching someone, an adult language learner, English, and I'm finding out how difficult it is to teach them, because English is so all about breaking the rules. So, I don't want to keep rattling on. So let's get started with our first category, which is English words with foreign origins. These are words that are not Indian, of not Indian origin. Let's check our buzzers. Everybody knows how to play the game, so I'm not going to go into the rules too much, except to say that we do have, again, three categories of 10 questions each. Let's check our buzzers. Siona, Gaurav, and Harsh. All right, everybody's buzzers are working. Yes, go ahead.
What's the difference between a red and a white?
Yes, the points. Those are the point systems. The red chips are the 10 points. The white chips are 5 points each. So actually, since you don't know that, let me go over that one more time. The way this works is you press the buzzer if you think you know the answer. If your buzzer lights up, you get to answer the question first. If you get it right, you get 10 points, which is the red chip. If you get it wrong, you lose 5 points. But if you don't know the answer, the question passes to the next person. And if they get it right, they get 5 points. If they get it wrong, they get -5. But they also have the option of saying pass. Got it? All right, that was a quick run-through of the rules. And here's our first category, English words with foreign origins, and our first question. This word is a Cantonese word for tomato sauce.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Excellent. 10 points. That was Yuna. Well done. All right, question number two. This is actually, I'll give you more clues if you get stuck, so don't worry. This is a Czech word for a silver coin minted in Bohemia. It's now used as a word for currency in many developing countries, including the U.S.
Dollar?
Dollar. It comes from the word thaler. Yes, it's a silver coin. All right. Question number three. This word is also a Czech word. It means drudgery or rote work. And today we know it as a machine that can perform mechanical functions. Can get be intelligent too sometimes.
Robot.
It comes from the Czech word robota. Robota, which means boring work, routine work. Because, you know, the person who created this word and used it to mean that we would have machines that would do all these automated functions and take away the boring work from human beings.
Like artificial intelligence?
No, artificial intelligence is one step ahead. A robot basically is a machine that can perform functions over and over again. That's what we call as a robot. All right. Word number four. This comes from a Malay, that is from Malaysian, Malay word for a tall grass that is favored by pandas.
Bamboo.
Yes, it comes from mambu. Mambu. All right. Question number word number five. This comes from a Dutch word for a cabbage salad that sometimes you get as a side with burgers. With burgers. A cabbage salad is basically with mayo in it and...
lettuce?
No, a salad. Minus five for Siona. Question passes to Gaurav. It's a little salad that you get sometimes as a side.
Coleslaw,
that's right, 5 points. Yes, it comes from a Dutch word. Coleslaw. Okay. This next word comes from a Dutch word for sailing or sail. And it's a trip you take where you visit different places by ship. It's a
cruise.
A cruise. Excellent, 10 points. Word number seven. This comes from a French word for a mobile hospital. A mobile hospital. A moving, a walking hospital.
A doctor?
Doctor is not a mobile hospital. It's not. Question passes to Siona. A mobile hospital. French word. Pass. Take a guess. It's fine.
Pass.
Ambulance.
Oh, I was thinking of that.
Guess. Don't be afraid to guess. Okay. The next word comes from the French word to disguise. To disguise. And we use it when we are talking about animals who disguise in their habitats.
Camouflage.
Yes, very much. It's a French word. Okay. The next word comes from the French word cut, and it means a detachable ticket that you can use to get discounts or
coupon.
Yes, coup is cut in French, right? Okay, and our last word is a German word for a dog trained to hunt badgers. And it's also known as a Wiener dog. It's also known as a Wiener dog. It's a German word. It's a name for dog. It's a name of a dog breed. And it comes from a German word for a dog trained to hunt badgers. And the clue is, the additional clue is that it's also known as a Wiener dog or something that looks like a hot dog. It's a long, thin dog with small legs.
So do we have to give the name?
Name of the breed. Yes. Okay, I'm going to give you one last clue, and you have to get with this. The German word for dog, and obviously I'm not going to give you the German name for badgers, but the German name for dog comes from the word for hound or Hund.
Hound dog?
No. Minus five. Question passes to Gaurav.
Pass.
It's a Dachshund. Oh. A Dachshund. You haven't seen those cute dogs? They're like really long bodies with tiny, tiny legs.
I've seen them, but I don't know their
name. Dachshund, yeah. Badgers, so Hund. Hund that hunts
hunt
dachs.
Badgers?
Yeah, they hunt badgers originally. That was their job in Germany. Okay. All right. And now we come to our listener question. Listeners, especially our regular listeners, I have to give you the call-in number again, because we are still having this new call-in number. Is it a permanent one, Michael?
For now.
For now. Okay, so the call-in number for the studio is now 510-270-8830. Lots of zeros, so not difficult to remember, but please write it down. 510-270-8830. Okay? And here is our listener question for our first category, English words with foreign origins. And as you can see, English really lends itself to so much new words, so many new words. This one is a French word. A French word. And if you break it down, it means protection from falling. Protection from falling. And obviously, it is protection from falling if you're falling from the sky. So that's the word that we're looking for. It's protection against falling. And it's you, and the thing I'm talking about is protection from falling from the sky. All right. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Lost them. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and I think the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and I think the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anshu. I think the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tejas Gupta, and the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and I think the answer is parachute.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air. All right, once again, call-in number is 510-270-8830. We'll wait a second, and otherwise we'll take our break and move on to our next category. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, go ahead, go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's your name? Turn the radio down and talk to me.
70-8830.
No, let's just move on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is parachute.
Hang on, this, you're the second Tejas, so tell me what your last name is.
Bhartia.
B, all right, thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly. The answer is
thank you, Bubbly. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Devi Priya, and I think the answer is parachute.
Is that Devi Priya?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show, Devi Priya. Thank you for your answer. Devi Priya was the last caller. We only take 10 calls per question. So if you're still on the line or waiting to call, please put the phone down. We're going to have two more categories and two more questions at the end of each of those categories. So you'll get a chance again. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Siona, Gaurav and Harsh. And just before we went on break, we played the category English Words with Foreign Origins. I hope everybody who was listening had a lot of fun and made a note of those words. But our last question was for the listeners. This word is from French and it means protection against falling. And indeed, the answer was parachute. Parachute. From all the correct answers, which was all of you, Harsh picked the winner. Harsh, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question is Rishika.
Rishika, all right. Rishika, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line of the email, say question number 1, August 29, 2015. August 29, 2015. And in the body, the question, answer, your name and contact information. All right. So, Rishika, congratulations. That was our category English Words with Foreign Origins. Before we get started with our next one, let's look at points in the studio today after our first round. Siona, how many points do you have?
30.
Gaurav?
25.
And Harsh?
5.
5 points. It's very close. Super, super, super close. In fact, it's going to get very, very interesting in our next couple of rounds because, as I said, I planned this for 5th graders and these are 6th and 7th graders. So they're going to just zip through the questions. All right. Our next category is all about big cats. We're talking about big cats, not our pet cats, big cats. And let's check our buzzers quickly before we get started. Siona, Gaurav, Harsh. All right. All right. Here's our first question. Buzzer skills are going to be super important in this one. First question is, name three big cats.
Lion, leopard, and jaguar.
Perfectly done. 10 points to Gaurav. As I said, buzzer skills are going to be important. Question number two. This is an interesting one. Of all these, I'm going to give you four choices. Which is the biggest? Siberian tiger, African lion, snow leopard, or king cheetah?
Siberian tiger?
Yes, it is. Excellent. The Siberian tiger or the Amur tiger is bigger than the African lion. Yes, go ahead.
So can you buzz before the question is over?
Yes, you can. You can buzz before the question is over. This is not Jeopardy. The only caveat is that as soon as you buzz, I stop talking. That means I don't finish the question. So you may have to answer the question with half the information. But if you think you know it, go for it. All right? Okay. Question number three. Black panthers are just another kind of which kind of cat? Big cat. Black panthers are just another kind of which of the big cats? So you heard the names of some big cats, right? You had tiger, lion, leopard, cheetah, jaguar. Black panthers are which kind of these? It's one of these. That's my clue. It's one of either the tiger, lion, leopard, cheetah, or jaguar.
Jaguar?
No, it's not. Minus five. Question passes to Gaurav.
Leopard?
Is this mic not working? Talk again.
Leopard?
Yes, it is leopard. That's right. Black panthers are a kind of leopard. That 5 points to Gaurav. All right. Question number four. Everybody on their buzzers. This is important. Which big cat is the fastest runner?
Cheetah.
Cheetah is right. Nobody can beat Gaurav's buzzing skills. All right. Question number five. We know cats don't like the water. But which big cat likes to swim and enjoys the water? Which big cat loves to swim and enjoys the water? Actually, there are a couple of them, but there's one that is distinctively enjoys the water. Want a clue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about some of the places where big cats are found. One of them is the Sundarbans Delta, which is a very wet place in Bangladesh.
Tiger?
Tigers. Yes, tigers. So you, tiger could not survive in the Sundarban Delta without liking water. It's a very wet place. All right. Question number six. By the way, that was Gaurav. Question number six. Which big cat has a tuft of hair at the end of its tail?
Lion.
Very good. Yes. And strangely enough, it's the only big cat that has a tuft of hair at the end of its tail. Did you know that? I did not know that. All right. Question number seven. This cat, also called a mountain lion,
Puma?
Yes. You lucked out there because it has other names too. I was going to ask for a four-letter name. Yes. Puma is right. Excellent. 10 points to Siona. All right. Question number eight. Which cat has the loudest roar?
Lion.
Lion is right. Excellent. 10 points to Gaurav. Question number nine. Which cat does not climb trees? Which cat does not climb trees?
Lion.
No, lions can climb trees. In fact, there is a very famous picture of a tree in Africa called the lion tree because it has like 50 lions on it. Have you seen it? I've seen it on Facebook. It's like lion. It's like almost like the fruits. You know, of the tree. Now, that is not correct. Question passes to Siona. Which cat does not climb trees?
Tiger?
No, tigers climb trees very well. They are good at climbing trees. Minus five. Question passes to Gaurav, who's already benefiting from two of them being eliminated now.
Can you name the cats?
Not so easy, buddy.
Pass.
It's the cheetah. Think about it. It's fast and small and, you know. And interestingly, there's a fact about cheetahs that I'm not going to ask about, so I'm going to share with you. It is the only cat that does not fully retract its claws. It its claws are always, even in the retractable position, its claws are slightly out of its paws, which helps it grip the ground really fast when it runs, so it doesn't slip. Alright. Okay, last question. Buzzer's going to be needed. This is super easy. What is a group of lions called? What is a group of lions called?
A pride.
A pride. 10 points to Harsh. Good job. Alright, with that we come to the end of our Big Cats round. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. And here's our listener question. Before that, our new call-in number again. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Category is Big Cats. You may have to do a little bit of research on this one. What is a group of leopards called? Yes, you will have to look it up. Look it up. Call me back. 510-270-8830. What is a group of leopards called? You're on the air. Put the... Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Yes, this will take a minute. I have a small request to everybody who's listening to the show. The moment you hear my voice on the phone, turn the radio down in the back. Otherwise, it's really weird to hear my voice echoing back from wherever you happen to be. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Wow. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is a leap or a prowl.
Tejas, is this Tejas B?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Please turn your radio down. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and the answer is leap or prowl.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is a leap or a prowl.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco.
Yes, Arin.
And I think the answer is a leap.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is leap.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Devi Priya, and I think the answer is leap.
Thank you, Devi Priya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is leap.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore. I think the answer is leap and prowl.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is leap.
Thank you, Rishika. And last caller. Michael, you have one more. Oh, that's the one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yatharth, and the answer is leap.
Yatharth, beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Yatharth. Yatharth was the last caller. For those of you who couldn't get through, we have one more question at the end of our last category. So don't despair. You can call back. Call in number again is 510-270-8830. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our second listener question. This time the winner will be picked by Gaurav. And we'll also see the kids, their points in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. All right, before we get started with the remainder of the show, were you guys listening to that little piece of music? Wasn't it amazing? You must have been wondering, what is this arrangement? This sounds like a very familiar old song, especially the mummies and daddies and the aunties and uncles who are listening and the grandpas and grandmas. This is one of our very old classic songs from old Hindi movies, but this is a very unique arrangement. So you know what? I'm going to ask Michael to tell us a little bit about it. Michael, what is this arrangement? Who's singing this?
Well, actually, it's a couple of Japanese boy and a girl and set up in I think it's very elegant surroundings. And it's even better if you're looking at watching the video, because such elegant surroundings, and you heard how beautifully they sang, and the orchestral arrangement is amazing.
Isn't it amazing? They mix it with Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago and K. Sara Sara,
yes.
And it's a full orchestra and choir, and there are these two Japanese people who are singing this song, and they sing it so melodically and so beautifully. I love this arrangement. I love the original song, but this is a beautiful arrangement.
It is very beautiful. I mean, if you watch it in the video of it, you will be even more impressed.
Can we find it on YouTube?
Yeah, I think it's available on YouTube, and I'll send you the link.
All right. So let's see. Maybe we can put it up on our Safari Quiz Show Facebook page, and that would be so cool.
Okay.
And let me take this opportunity to say, see, anybody can sing anything. So if you have a musical showcase that your children would like to share with us, please do send it to us to safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, back to the show. Before we went on break, we did the category all about big cats. And our question was, for the listeners, what is a group of leopards called? And indeed, the answer was a leap of leopards or a prowl of leopards. From all the correct answers, it was Gaurav's turn to pick a winner. Gaurav, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The second question was Tejas B.
Tejas B. Congratulations, Tejas. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, question number 2, August 29, 2015. And the rest of the information in the body of the email. All right. Our last question is our real sitter of an easy category, which is fourth grade science. Now, we have kids in sixth and seventh grades here today, so they are going to just, it's all going to be about the buzzer. So, let's check our buzzers now. All right, buzzers are working. Harsh, as you asked me, yes, you can actually buzz in even before the question finishes. This is definitely because the questions are easy, it's going to be a very buzzer-dependent round. And here's our first question. Oh, we didn't check points. Sorry. Siona.
I have 50 points.
Gaurav.
70.
And Harsh.
10.
No problem. This may be your category. Let's see. And it's going to be a really close. And Gaurav, being fully prepared, has asked me to line up a tiebreaker question, which I have done. All right. Okay. Our first question is in the category, fourth grade science. What is lightning a form of? What is lightning a form of?
Electricity.
Electricity. Yes, 10 points. Good job. All right. We know about carnivores and herbivores. What are humans?
Omnivores.
Omnivores. Excellent. Question number 3. The movement of an animal from one place to another as the seasons change.
Migration.
Told you. Buzzer all the way. Question number 4. Name an invisible force.
Gravity.
Excellent, Harsh. 10 points. Question number 5. Which state of matter has molecules packed most tightly together?
Solid.
Yes. 10 points to Gaurav. Question number 6. Each bone that makes up the spine is called a? Ooh! They're actually thinking.
I learned this, but I don't remember.
Okay, don't you say the spine has so many what? It has how many does that? 26? Something like that. Little bones stacked on top of each other. What are they called? No idea. Oh my goodness. I actually zapped them. It's called... Everybody says pass? Pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pass.
Vertebra. Wow. They're called vertebras. Never heard of it?
I learned the skeletons and stuff.
Oh, not yet? Yeah, it's a general knowledge question, right? Question number 7. What is the first thing that grows out of a seed? What is the first thing that... Yeah, this is not a fourth grade science question. This is a general knowledge question. What is the first thing that grows out of a seed? Think about it. You plant a seed. What is the first thing?
Roots.
Yes. It grows out an embryonic root. You are right. 10 points. All right. Question number 8. How many poles do magnets have and what are their names?
They have 2 poles, north and south pole.
Yep. 10 points to Siona. Good job. All right. Question number 9. Which scientist came up with the 3 laws of motion?
Isaac Newton.
I think he just pipped you, Harsh. All right. Question number 10. Last one for today. What is the Earth's hottest layer called?
The inner core.
Inner core. Very good. It's called the core. Well done, Harsh. 10 points. And that brings us to the end of our quiz show to see who won. We'll have to wait till after the break. But here's our listener question. And it's a riddle. So anybody can answer it. Don't have to be 4th grade, 3rd grade, 2nd grade, 6th grade, 7th grade. It's a fun riddle. And here it goes. Oh, yeah. Call in number 510-270-8830. And the question is, where do fish keep their money? Where do fish keep their money? 510-270-8830. Shush! In the studio. Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down, please. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, fish. My name is Nikhil, and the answer is C.
In the sea? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anshu, and the answer is the bank.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is a riverbank.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rishi, and I think the answer is the bank.
Thank you, Rishi. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly. The answer is riverbank.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nirav, and the answer is the sea bank.
Sea bank. And this is Nirav?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
And this is Neil, and I think the answer is River Bank.
What's your name again?
Nia.
Nia. Welcome to the show, Nia. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Devi Priya, and I think the answer is the River Bank.
Thank you, Devi Priya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is Bank.
Thank you, Krish. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your name? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is Riverbank.
Tejas who?
B.
B. Thank you, Tejas. And Tejas is the last caller. I can see lots of phone lines still ringing. So I can see a lot of you have missed out on the opportunity to call in and try for one of the raffle prizes that we do. But you know what? The guaranteed way of getting a prize is to participate on the show. So if you want to participate, we are located in Fremont. And we do have people come from as far as Dublin and Foster City and even Tracy sometimes. So, you know, don't let the distance deter you. We'd love to see you in the studio. Parents, it's a fabulous experience for your kids. I have not seen one child who comes here and doesn't leave with a big smile on their face. So if you want your child to participate on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question as well as who is the winner in our studio today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Our last listener question was, for some reason I lost my feet again. Hang on. Hello? Yeah. Was where do fish keep their money? The correct answer was in a river bank. I did not accept the answers that said just bank. That's too general. And to the one kid who said sea bank, seas don't have banks. They have shores. So river bank was the correct answer. And from all the people who said river bank, the winner has been picked by Siona. Siona, who's the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of our third listener question is Ayman.
Ayman, all right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I need all the emails in today, please. All our winners for today. You're going to write in the subject line, question number 3, August 29, 2015, Ayman. All right. I hope to see the emails in today itself. There is a reason for that as well. Our long-term producer, Ms. Anu, is leaving us because she has to focus on some other work and she started a full-time job and she gets really busy. We have a new producer, Ms. Deepa. She'll be contacting everybody who wins a prize this week. And I want to be very clear that the instructions that we've decided are that if you don't hear from you by Monday latest, then we will not give out the prizes because it's very hard for anybody who's producing the show not to be able to know who won right away. All right, so all three winners for today. Let me see, who was that? I had Rishika, Ayman, and Tejas B. All of you, please send your emails right away, today itself. All right, let's look at our points in the studio. Siona, how many points do you have?
80
points. Gaurav?
90.
And Harsh?
30.
And today's winner is Gaurav. Well done. That was a really close game. It's probably the closest you've played?
No, I
had a tiebreaker one.
You did have a tiebreaker? Okay, so we have good competition here. Siona, well done. That was really well done. And that's all we have time for today. On the show, this show was produced by Anu and Michael. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Chutney, chutney, yeah.